50 waypoints for the 50th state. That's an outline of what's possible as we move to unpause our economy and try to structure a more resilient future. We talked to Blue Planet's Jeff Michelina about the just-released plan.
This has been in the works for a few months since the beginning of the pandemic and the subsequent, crisis here in Hawaii. We've been wanting to put forth an agenda that marries the situation we're in with an eye toward the long term for climate change, because there's so many parallels between the issue of, responding to a pandemic, our climate crisis, as well as justice issues and recovering our economy. So we want to explore those intersections and see how we could put forth a document and start the conversation about Hawaii's recovery.
So some of these points are quick turns and some are kind of larger overhauls.
That's right. Some of them are programs that could be, fairly for implement. Some of them are larger policy pieces, which we think are necessary to help kind of shift our economy to one that really takes advantage of our local abundance and sets on course for a more resilient economy.
We've been hearing a lot about how we need to diversify because tourism has tanked and everybody's hurting. We've heard a lot about green energy and the opportunity to really push that.
Right now, clean energy is really one of the bright spots in our economy. The recent proposals for some of the larger renewable energy projects that have recently been approved, it's one of the largest investments of capital into the state, possibly looking across all of the sectors. We're talking $3 to $4 billion of investment in clean energy, and that also means new jobs, and it means us weaning off of oil, which is money that just leaves the state.
We have a situation now on the Big Island, where you've got that Honua plant in the throes of a real dilemma because they've got the plant built, but they don't have the go-ahead with the PUC.
That whole situation is it's unfortunate. But it also shows how quickly the landscape is shifting. It used to be, clean energy was expensive and not reliable around the clock, but today it's the cheapest source of energy, and that's primarily solar plus storage, which is grown tremendously on Oahu, but also on Hawaii Island. That makes some of these, older facilities or proposals that were just a few years old look outdated already.
And we've seen a real shift in this whole working from home, working remotely. And so we'll be curious to see what that means going forward. What businesses opt to pull back on the physical footprint, but then also, raises questions about, how does this work? Could we do a 4-day work week?
Exactly. One of our waypoints is looking at encouraging, telecommuting, staggered work hours. Now's the time. People have experienced it. We've adapted. So let's put that in place long term. We've already seen some pretty striking examples of, reductions in fossil fuel use. If you look at April's gasoline use statewide, it's down nearly 50% from average April's in the past 5 years. So that's substantial savings, and that's money in people's pockets. It's less greenhouse gas pollution. So let's find ways that we can take the best of the experience we're having right now, make those changes durable.
I know that a lot of these car companies are saying, the factories are shut down, so they can't make, any more cars. We watched the price of fuel actually drop, which is kind of nice here in Hawaii because we always, our prices are always so elevated. But it's just been interesting just to see the shift.
It is. And something that's fascinating is we've seen a drop, obviously, in car sales overall. For the last 5 months, gasoline car sales have dropped, the registration of vehicles powered by gasoline. But every month of the past 5 months, we've seen an increase in electric vehicle registrations, some of the largest jumps we've ever seen in the state. So people are switching to electric vehicles, which is really good for our clean energy future.
And we've seen some of the incentives go away just because, there are issues at the airport where the state needs to pencil out what works in the parking garages. But it is interesting to see that maybe more drivers are giving EVs a second look.
It's disappointing that we're taking a step backward on incentives at a time where we need to be, looking at new ways to encourage people to get into clean mobility. So we've also proposed in our waypoints some ways to do that. And again, really focusing on taxing the source of our problem.
What else do we need to look at?
We've outlined, 50 waypoints for the 50th state, and really looking across the board, we broke them into 7 different categories, looking at building career ladders, repowering our mobility, rebuilding Hawaii, and try to, again, to focus on the intersection between, you know, growing our economy and quality jobs and reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. Really, the best way to recover is to focus on what we have in abundance, which is talent and clean energy. We'd have not one drop of, you know, fossil fuel in Hawaii, so we can really benefit by playing to our strengths, and that's what we hope to focus on, you know, through these waypoints. Really, actions to help guide us to a more secure, healthy, just, and sustainable energy future.
It's been interesting because this pandemic has caused us to pause in so many different ways. The experimental thing with closing Kalakaua in Waikiki, it is nice to see families and children out there enjoying Kalakaua with no cars.
We had proposed, you know, closing select streets, in particular Kalakaua, because that one is just a perfect example of it should be built for people, not for cars. That's the heart of our, you know, visitor infrastructure. And so it should be unimpeded access to the ocean and just a great thoroughfare for bikers and other, you know, fossil-free ways of transportation. And places around the world are looking at the same thing. You know, Seattle has designated some 22 miles of roads they're converting permanently into car-free areas. Similarly, in Milan and London and other places, finding that, you know, to provide for outdoor social distancing and exercise, you know, we don't need all of this public land dedicated to automobiles.
What do you hope to do with this report?
We present this with humility. We understand that this is just a conversation starter. And so we hope to have those conversations, both with elected officials, decision leaders, with anyone who's willing to listen. We have this opportunity to really reimagine what Hawaii could be. We proposed 50 initiatives. We'd love to join the conversation and talk about others, but this pause has really given us this unparalleled opportunity to rethink what our future could look like.
And really, probably we've bent the ears of a lot of power brokers in this town that maybe wouldn't have, you know, given this a first glance.
We hope. And by power, you know, we think electricity and vehicles and the like. It's hard. The pull of the status quo will be very strong. People want to get back to some sense of normal, as do we. But now's our chance to really transfigure how we do business in Hawaii. When we look at tourism, you know, we'd love to bring back visitors when the time is right, but let's do it in a way that really captures the essence of clean energy islands, where people come here and experience an electric vehicle. You know, they stay in a hotel room that's powered by clean energy, and they see how, you know, the islands are climate solutions, you know, demonstrating to the world what that looks like. We think that's something that Hawaii is uniquely positioned to do.
You think that given that we've gone through this pandemic, that it'll accelerate certain pieces of the climate change picture?
We think, certainly. I mean, it's unfortunate that just because we're having this pandemic, these other issues don't disappear. I mean, we're still seeing an uptick of carbon dioxide as measured on top of Mauna Loa, but we're seeing a taste of what a different future could look like, you know, with airplanes parked and with cars parked and people, you know, taking this pause. So rarely do we have such a gift, as horrific as it is, to really think differently about, you know, how we could live on this earth. There's a lot of conversations happening, and understandably, decision makers have to balance near term and longer term. But we hope to really, you know, show those connections and show how we can set ourselves up. Going back to business as usual just isn't an option. We can build a more resilient future.
That was Jeff Miculina with Blue Planet Foundation talking about its newly released report, 50 Waypoints for the 50th State.